Y'all can be seated. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We already started. And the people getting here late, they're gonna have to catch up. We already going. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I did a two-part series on Call More. And if you remember the other Sunday I did, God Can Do Much More. And I want to talk about, today I want to talk about more than conquerors. You know, all of this is because of what Christ Jesus did at the cross of Calvary. You know, and God wants us to live a life of being more than a conqueror, not just a conqueror. Romans 8:37, you all know it. Yet in all these things we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now I'm going to get a couple other or three translations here. The New Living says, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. The Amplified, though, the old classic edition says, yet amid all these things we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. The Lexham English Bible says, no, but in all these things we prevail completely through the one that loved us. You know, I like all that. More than conquerors, overwhelming victory, surpassing victory, and prevailing completely. I mean, I think that denotes a complete victory. Amen. You know, in these verses we're talking about, we have the victory because Christ obtained it for us when he died on the cross in Calvary. The thing that we need to learn to do is to live in victory. You know, now I know we have internationals with us, but how many of you Americans remember taking history in high school? It's called American History, one of the classes, right? And we learned that America fought a war from 1775 to 1783. And General George Washington and his troops battled battle after battle, but they finally prevailed in victory. And ever since then, we have lived in victory. Right? You know, this actually is a picture of us as our Christian life. We can enjoy the benefits of Calvary because Christ won the victory. We enjoy the benefits of being free Americans because of what happened in the Revolutionary War, right? Now, you know, if we begin to look at this in a, you know, we need to learn how to enter into the abundant life, the more than enough life. You know, you could be living here in America and still be in bondage because you don't take advantage of your freedom. Hello, anybody understand what I'm saying to you? Do you know there are many people that have become born again, but they're still living in bondage because they've never learned how to take a hold of the freedom that Christ has provided for them? You know, many people are still trying to win the battle. Look at Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of the prison doors to those who are bound. The Moffat translation says, to tell prisoners they are free, to tell the captives they're released. You know, there's probably a little book back there. I got a sermon called The Prison Door is Open, What Are You Still Doing Inside? And that's exactly it. Christ has, he said here, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open the prison, and the opening of the prison, so those who are bound can go free. You know, Jesus has already done all that for us, but there's some people that they're still sitting inside the prison, but the door has been busted wide open. His redemptive act on Calvary blew the door off. You know, this is something that's already happened, not going to happen. Not might happen if you do this or do that. No, it's something that's happened. It's something that becomes yours the minute that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That victory becomes you. That more than enough victory becomes you. That more than a conquering victory becomes you. Because of Jesus, he obtained a total victory for us. Now, the enemy has been successful in keeping countless people all bound up and in captivity through his deception and his schemes. You know, one way he's done it, he's kept people from knowing and being taught the Word of God. And if you don't know what your freedoms are, you can't take advantage of them. And he's blinded people's eyes to the fact that he did more for them than just salvation. See, there's a lot of people that have, they've been taught salvation and they've received salvation, but they've never been taught about the freedom that we have in Christ, the more than a conqueror. You know, the sad thing that many people are still fighting the devil. They're still fighting the enemy, even though Jesus already defeated him. They're still trying to gain the victory. You got the victory. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got the victory if you're born again. Have you ever noticed these people that are always trying to get the victory? I don't know. Anybody ever noticed some people that are always trying to get the victory? Let me see your hand if you do. I mean, they're always trying to get the victory, you know. And if you'll notice, they're always struggling in their lives. And they're always they can't get their needs met. And they're always there. One day they're talking faith, and the next day they're talking doubt. Because they've never really gotten a hold of the fact of who they are in Christ. Actually, this all goes back to redemptive realities. That's a subject I love to teach on, redemptive realities, who you are in Christ. Actually, this more all goes back to who you are in Christ. In Christ, see, without Christ, we're nothing. In Christ, we're everything. You know, it's sad that many people live their lives. They're Christians. They go to heaven, but they never obtain the victory that God intended for them to walk in. I had the privilege of growing up in the household of a man that learned this secret, and he taught us how to walk in victory. You know, people are trying to do it in their own strength. You can't do it in your own strength. Anybody ever heard of a guy by the name of F.F. Bosworth? Most of you Rhema people have, because you've read Christ the Healer. It's a great book. He said one reason why so many fail to obtain and enjoy the things which God has provided and given to them is that they try to discern them by one or more of the five physical senses instead of by faith. You can't reason out this victory that Christ has won. You got to just believe it and act like it's so and walk in it. You know, when you begin to really see what Christ has provided for us, you know, everything changes. How many of you can remember when you finally realized what Christ had done for you and that you had the victory. How many of you can remember that? It changed everything, didn't it? It changes the way you look at life. It changes the way you act. When stuff starts coming at you, you just keep smiling and say, hey, I already got the victory. I'm going to walk through this. Hello. But you know, the people that are still trying to get the victory, they begin to say, oh my, what am I going to do? Oh. It's not that. Hey, I got the victory. I think we sing a song sometimes, something about I got the victory. I know, you know, growing up in the Pentecostal church I grew up in, we used to sing all the time, Victory in Jesus. Anybody remember that old song? Victory in Jesus. Hey, we need to remind ourselves all the time that we have victory. We're not to live a defeated life. We're to live victorious because we're more than conquerors. You know, Matthew 6 there, it tells us not to worry, but to have faith in God. You know, I remember one of the churches dad pastored, nobody wanted it when he went there. In fact, we had to stay with the deacon for 2 weeks because they couldn't get the other. The pastor had run the thing into the ground, and he wouldn't even move out of the parsonage, and he trashed it anyway. We had to fix it up. But nobody wanted it. And so many times I would hear Dad tell me, I think I'm just going to get up there and just let them have it this Sunday morning, you know. It was that bad. But instead, he said, nah, that's not my worry. It's God's worry. I'm just going to get up there and preach love and preach on love and heaven. And, you know, he would go to the minister denomination that we were in. He'd go to the minister's conferences, and some of them would say, hey, how's the battle going? He said, I'm not in no battle. I don't have no battle. And they'd look at him crazy because they knew about this church. It was bad. Okay. And he'd say, hey, I'm not in no battle. I don't have a care in the world. You see, even though there is things going on, you've got to learn to live like you're more than a conqueror, act like it and believe it, and it comes up, it comes to pass. You know. Now, he just said, I'm not going to fight this battle. This ain't my battle. The key to the success there was that he'd gotten a hold of the fact that he is more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And it wasn't long, maybe a year or so, everything began to turn around. And when he left that church, when he took that church, nobody wanted it. And God told him to go there, so he went. And when he left there, 40 people applied to be pastor at that church because it had changed that much. But he did it by living the victorious life and acting like the Bible was so and saying it. No weapon formed against me will prosper. See, you got to learn to believe it, say it, and act like it. I mean, that's what we do for our finances. That's what we do for healing, right? We do the same thing to live in victory. We just keep saying it. Somebody said, don't look to me like you're in victory. Hey, I'm not looking at what I can see. The Bible says, don't look at what you can see. Look at the unseen. I'm looking at the unseen power of God that's out there working for us. Somebody said, man, look at all that's against you. No, look at all that we have. See, you got to be like Elijah's servant there. He went out there and he saw all the chariots and the soldiers, and he said, oh my, what are we going to do? The prophet said, open his eyes. And he could see that surrounding them was horses and chariots of fire. Hey, you got to realize you got the victory already, even though it don't look like it. When it don't look like it, you still got the victory. How many of you get up sometimes and you don't feel saved?
Don't look at me like that. Anybody ever done that? Yeah, the enemy come out. Hey, that don't make no difference. I know I am. See, that's the enemy trying to pull you out of the more than conqueror syndrome. You got to learn to live in the more than conqueror area. Woo. Glory. Take a page from a guy I'm named after. Whoa. Anybody ever seen him do that? See, you're going to have to let go of worry and fear and start living in what the Word says. Victory. 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 Hey, you know, you are the one that decides whether you live in victory or defeat. It's up to you. We need to take a fresh look at the Word of God. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:57. 1 Corinthians 15:57. I'll let you turn there. I'll wait a minute. I'm going fast, so I'll stop. See, I get because I was evangelist for so many years, I get in that evangelist mode. I don't want, I have to slow down though and do a little teaching here. The teacher slows down. I'm sort of a mix between the two. I'm evangel teacher, part evangelist, part teacher, and pastor. Okay, but thanks be unto God who gives us what? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2 Corinthians 2:14. That's just a few pages over in both Bibles. All right. You got that one? Now, thanks be to God who always leads us in what? Triumph. That's victory, isn't it? In Christ. And through us diffuses or spreads what? The fragrance are of his knowledge in every place, or the word of God everywhere we go. Now, flip on over a few more pages there. Colossians 1. See, we need to learn to live, especially in these Pauline epistles. That's where we need to learn to live. Now, you need to learn to read the other part, and you need the other part. Somebody says, oh, we need the Old Testament. Well, Paul said that everything that happened to the people in the Old Testament was an example for us. What is an example? Example what to do or what not to do. So you do need to know something about the Old Testament. All right, look at Colossians 1:13-14. He had delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, in whom we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins. He's delivered. If you've been delivered, you got victory. Colossians 2:13-15. And you being dead in your trespasses and your uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made you alive together with him. If we're together with him, he's a victor, so we're a victor. Right? Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken us out of the way and having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers, made a public spectacle of them, triumphing, winning victory over them. Hello. See, we have victory in Christ Jesus. These verses are showing us that we are victors through him. Now, I played on a lot of teams. I most of the time was playing. But there's a lot of, and winning championships. But there's a lot of times, well, just go back to the Super Bowl. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Whether y'all liked it or not, they did. Now, everybody there got a paycheck for being the winner. They also got a championship ring. And there's some of them guys on the sideline that never in the whole season, never even got in the game. But they're still Super Bowl champions. They got the ring to prove it. Hey,
we didn't even have to get in the fight. The devil, Jesus defeated the devil already. We get to walk around with the championship ring, and we didn't even swing a blow. Come on now. See, we have to learn how to walk in the light of the victory. I tell you what, I don't care whether you played a down or not in the game. Everywhere you go, hey, yeah, I'm a Super Bowl champion. Everywhere we go, we can say we are a champion. Why? Because we have become champions through Christ Jesus that defeated the enemy for us. I tell you what, the enemy will try to bring all kinds of things your direction. Now, what's he trying to do? He's trying to get your focus off of what Jesus did for you at Calvary. And if he can get you looking at the problem instead of the problem solver, now he takes you out of victory and puts you in defeat. So when he throws everything at you, you know, I don't know where this saying come from, heard it all my life. You know, when he throws everything at you, including the kitchen sink. Anybody ever heard that statement? I've tried to figure out what that meant, and I still don't know what it means. Anybody like me? When the devil is coming at you with everything he's got, and it looks like you're going under, you're a victor. You need to look at every situation and say, I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. I can't go under for going over. You know, the enemy will challenge you every time he gets a chance. Most of the time he challenges you in your mind. That's why it's necessary to renew your mind with the Word of God. Your spirit is recreated immediately, but you have to do something about renewing the mind and get the scripture up there. You renew your mind, then when the enemy comes, you immediately have the scriptures to combat him with and say, hey, no, I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. I always triumph in Christ. Always. What's that mean? Every time. What's every time mean? Always. You ever notice we have certain words that you describe them with another word and it just means continually. I turn to your neighbor and say, I am a continual victor in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we should be living in the more part of that. See, more than conquerors. We need to live in the more than. You need to write that down. Say, I need to live in the more than part. See, we need to thrive instead of survive. We need to possess what's been provided for us instead of fighting battles. He's already fought the battle. All you got to do is possess. We ought to be living in abundance, not just trying to stay alive. God has much more. You know, the other part I talked about in the other part about more than enough. You know, El Shaddai. How many remember me doing that the other Sunday? You know, more. You see, you need to get both of these, put them together and listen to them. See, we enjoy victory instead of fighting. You know, some of my boys, they enjoy victory and they have the paycheck and they have the ring and they ain't got no bruises because they never took a hit. If you're out there on the field playing, you may have a bruise or two because you got knocked around a little bit. What I'm trying to get across is the fact that we are a victor in Christ Jesus and we didn't do anything. He did it for us. We owed a debt we couldn't pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. And because he paid that debt, I walk free and clear. The next time you face a challenge,
instead of looking at it, oh, I got another fight. No, look at it. Hey, I already got the victory. I don't have to fight. Think about living in victory, not living in trying to get the victory. You know, it's so funny. Through the years, I've talked with people time and time again, and they say, oh, Brother Hagin, oh, I'm just trying to get by. Any ministers here ever heard anybody say that to you? Oh, I'm just trying to get by. I'm just trying to make it. Let me see. My God, I know I got a bunch of ministers here. Let me see your hand. Okay. All right. Yeah. Just trying to make it. One guy came to me and he had said that to me about 3, 4, 5 times. Oh, I'm just trying to make it. And I looked at him. I said, why don't you quit trying and start living in victory that Christ, you're born again, aren't you? Oh, yeah, yeah, I've been saved and filled with the Holy Ghost for, I don't know how many years, he said. I said, well, then why don't you act like it? And he looked at me, and he'd been in the church for years. And he said, I don't understand what you're talking about. So I'll give him real quick lesson on who he was in Christ and how much victory he could have. He said, you know, he said, man, I don't have to fight, do I? I said, no. All you got to do is enjoy. It's one thing to have to go out there and fight, but it's another thing to enjoy. You know, there's nothing like enjoying a victory. How many of you have ever won in sports, won a championship, you know? Hey, man, it's fun to enjoy the victory, isn't it? Woo! That's a lot of fun. But I tell you what, it ain't no fun when you lose. I done both. Been there both places. I tell you what, I'm tired of defeat. The enemy is defeated. He's already been defeated. I'm going to walk in victory. How about you? You see, it's up to you to choose. If you've been born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and you're in Christ, then it's up to you to choose whether you walk in victory or defeat. It's not up to God. It's not up to me. It's not up to anybody else. It's you. You're going to choose what you do. You choose to walk in victory, or you choose to allow the enemy to lord it over you. You know, we're able to live the life of victory because of Jesus. And I want you to realize that there's always more. When you think that you've reached it and reached the end, there's always more. You know, I've used this many times, you've heard me, but my grandma always said, she set that Sunday dinner out there, and we always had a big crowd over to her house to eat. I was at the farmhouse on Sunday afternoon, and it looked like, and the bowls start getting empty, and she said, oh, don't worry about it, there's more. Where'd that come from? And she'd get up and go in the kitchen and bring out another bowl of mashed potatoes, another bowl of gravy, or whatever. You know, I mean, you know, anybody ever been there? Where grandma said, there's more. Where did that come from? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you what. God's sitting up there saying, hey, there's more. Where did that come from? You can't exhaust it. So all you need to do is live in the victory and enjoy the meal. So reach over and get you another helping of protection. Reach over and get another helping of healing. Reach over and get another helping of provision. Reach over and get another helping and say, hey, I'm living in victory. I'm going to enjoy the victory meal. Man, it's always fun to have that victory meal after a win. So we every day have a victory meal because of who you are in Christ. Turn to your neighbor and say, because of who I am in Christ, I live in victory every day. I'm going to enjoy the benefits of what Christ did for me when he died on Calvary. Hallelujah. Victory, victory, victory. Everybody stand, and Rich, let's sing something about victory. I want to sing something about victory. I realize I got through a little quick on you today, but I went fast today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody get anything out of this morning? I want to encourage you to live in your victory. Victory is mine. Amen. Victory is all of us. All right. You ready? Let's sing.
Our keyboard went down.
The keyboard's not on, huh?
I got to get a key.
Well, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory today is mine. Well, according to the word, I have what I've heard. Oh, victory today is mine. Oh, sing it again now. Victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Well, victory today is mine. Say this. Well, I told Satan to get thee behind. Well, victory today is sing it again now. Victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Well, victory today is mine. According to the word, according to the word, I have.
Come on, say it again.
Well, according to the word, I have.
Come on, say it again.
According to the word. Well, according to the word, I have what I've heard. Well, victory today is mine.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Take a moment and thank God for the victory. Hallelujah.
I want to go and know what the weapon is. I got another one.
Okay.
Well, no matter what the weapon is, I want you to know that I win.
Oh, no matter what the weapon is, I want you to know that I win.
Come on, declare it again.
No matter what the weapon is, I want you to know that I win.
Yeah.
Well, no matter what the weapon is, I want you to know that I win.
I'm
not afraid.
you to know that I will.
Somebody said, well, why is those people acting like? Well, I tell you what, if you've been to get delivered from what some of these people delivered from, you'd probably be running and shouting too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The power of God is real.
I was just thinking, you know, when we go to a ball game, when we go to a basketball game, when we go to a football game, and you win, what do you do? Yeah! Well, Jesus Christ, we win! We win! We win! Hallelujah! 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 Oh, yes! Hallelujah! 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 We win!
I win!
We win!
Ashamed of you. I'm gonna tell you something. You know, they say, oh, they don't shout at Raymond no more. Well, you can tell them that ain't true. You was there, we do. It's not just an emotion. We are excited because of what Christ has done for us. Everybody put your hands down now. How many of you in this congregation, you've been healed of an incurable disease? Put your hand up and wave it. Look, I want y'all to look around. Look at all the hands are up. All right, put your hands down. How many of you have been delivered from situations that it was impossible, but you got delivered anyway? You see, that's what the Word of God says. When it's impossible with man, it's possible with God. That's why we can sing, we win. That's why we can sing, we have victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, hallelujah.